bring this the issue of drone warfare more directly to the stockholders. And the first statement is going to be by Sarah Simmons, who is right here.
Good morning. Boeing Corporation was welcomed to Chicago with millions of dollars in tax breaks, and yet by virtue of its location in a TIF district, it has not paid its share to the citizens of Chicago. As a Chicago public school parent, I resent the fact that Boeing records record profits while the public schools are being defunded and closed. And as a Boeing stockholder, I want to tell the board of directors and fellow shareholders to stop manufacturing drones now. While you're busy building fortunes for your children and grandchildren, you're setting the world on a collision course that will have far more profound implications for your progeny. Shame on you for creating weapons of mass destruction that on the surface so sanitize war as to make it seem like a video game. Shame on you for promoting a myth that these bombs are so precise that they minimize casualties and make war somehow less horrible. The reality is very different. Survivors describe collecting body parts of victims so they can be buried in some semblance of dignity. They describe seeing pieces of meat on the ground and not being sure if it's goat meat or human meat. They describe drones returning 15 minutes after an attack to terrorize survivors and rescue workers. Add to these casualties the drone pilots who commit suicide at a rate double that of other veterans. To President Obama, I say, shame on you for expanding the office of the presidency, even beyond that of Richard M. Nixon and George W. Bush. You have achieved unprecedented executive power to wage war and commit acts of aggression on countries that the U.S. is not at war with, and to assassinate Americans and non-Americans with impunity and without due process. Under your presidency, civil liberties have been eroded, and warrantless surveillance has increased. Under your presidency, journalists and whistleblowers have been targeted and repressed. Your expertise in wordsmithing has allowed you to cultivate an image very different from the above description. And these acts that were once impeachable have become tolerated and even supported. To the American people, I say, wake up. The agenda being pursued in our name has made the United States one of the most feared and hated countries around the world. Now that climate change has become the most urgent issue facing humanity, it is more important than ever that we find ways to cooperate with other nations and that we stop chasing fossil fuel in foreign lands. The paradigm of domination and subjugation of other peoples and of the earth is not tenable, and its continuation will certainly lead to our mutual destruction. Finally, I ask that as we mourn the victims in Boston, we also mourn those faceless and nameless victims of U.S. drone strikes who have fallen in Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Algeria, and Afghanistan. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Sarah. The next statement is going to be from Newland Smith, also a member of the Anti-War Committee and a Boeing stockholder. Newland?
Good. As a holder of Boeing stock and a member of the Anti-War Committee Chicago, I ask that this annual meeting of Boeing stockholders and the Boeing Board of Directors to make the decision to cease making plans for the next combat drone for the U.S. military, namely the Phantom Ray. Drone strike assassinations of civilians are prohibited according to the Geneva Conventions. When armed with highly explosive ordnance, these unmanned aerial vehicles are instruments of war. According to the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, as many as 884 civilians have been killed in Pakistan alone. At least 168 are known to have been children. As Jim Clure, a member of the New York State Upstate Drone Action on Ash Wednesday at the Hancock Air Base in DeWitt, New York, said, "The Reaper strikes and the United States' killer drone policies have taken the lives of thousands in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and elsewhere. These strikes are illegal and immoral. Under international agreements which the U.S. has signed, the killer of civilians, extrajudicial murder, violation of national sovereignty, and violence of due process are all illegal acts. Given the growing concerns by U.S. citizens about the moral questions raised by U.S. drone wars, just a week ago, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Human Rights began an open hearing, Drone Wars, the Constitutional Counterterrorist Implications of Targeted Killing. On the first day of this hearing, Faria al-Muslimi, a Yemeni activist and journalist, testified. He described a recent strike on his village that killed 5 suspected members of al-Qaeda. As he said, the purported target of the strike could easily have been apprehended, either by the Yemeni government or even by the local government, quote, if the U.S. had told them to do so. He also said that as a result of this drone strike, his villagers, quote, when they think of America, they think of the terror they feel from the drones that hover over their heads, ready to fire missiles at any time, end quote. Since 9/11, our country has supposedly been fighting a war against terror. But by our military increasing use of combat drones, we are inflicting terror on civilian populations. Boeing stockholders and the Boeing Board of Directors, I ask with much urgency that you cease making plans for Phantom Ray. Do not be complicit in this illegal and immoral means of waging war. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Drones fly, children die. 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 No new wars. 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 No new wars! No new wars!
All right, well, we want to offer the opportunity for anyone from the media to ask questions of any of our spokespersons. Any questions?
The drone spy is killed, and we put the bill.
He wants to be able to read the
sure. Okay.